Good morning.
Morning, Connie here.
How are you, Connie?
I'm good.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. You got settled?
Wouldn't call it that, but we're working towards it.
That's good.
We're getting there.
Good.
We'll start in about 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabekoah. Anabekoah, Gedulat Shemimcha, Tatir, Terura, Alfet Gimel Yutach Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Aharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Givavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sikatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Petet Reish, Saditaf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Birov Tuvcha, Nael Adatach, Pet Kufet, Tet Donayan. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Pene, Zofre Kiddushatach, Yud Gimelamet, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea, Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadiyutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy using the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseyawon Wafesha V'Chata'a V'Nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty using a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parsha Yitro, Pasuk 29. But we'll start with a L'shem Yehud first. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu Urchimud chilud chilu urchimu L'yachta l'shem yud he b'vav he B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Berichu Kol de aved le la witata ko lai hu kishot biovada dikshot mele la mila bialma divae barnash le dach ya le ya mine ya ulan haga be ya kalanda de hakul hu ovada be shout in un wikola it's the reef be alma. The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wise. We do this by studying the verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy of the year. There are three verses that have concealed within them the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet. The first of these three verses that we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18.
Weimadele lo tishbeuli, weyasafti liyasra echem sheva al chatotechem.
The second of the two, three verses, and I didn't mention that the separation between the letters of the name of the year that creates the concealment is two letters each. The second verse we study is Isaiah chapter 36, verse 6.
Hine vatachta amishenet takane haratzut hazeh amitraim asher yisameh Ishalavu vavde kapo unkava kein paro melech mitraim lechol habotim alav.
The third verse is from the prophet Micha, chapter 6, verse 13.
Wigam ani echeleiti hakotecha hashmem al hatotecha.
There is a fourth letter, or fourth verse, that we study that connects to the energy of the year, because it begins with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. This verse comes from Isaiah. It's chapter 41, verse 25.
Ha'iroti mitzafon vayahot mimizrach. Shemesh yikra bishmi yavo seganim kimo chomer ukmo yotzer yirmas kit.
There is a fifth verse that begins with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet. This comes from the book of Job, chapter 41, verse 22.
Tav hadu deharesh hares ir pasarutz alaitit.
The energy of the year 5778 is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishav Amnon, Vayikal Vayavo, Amelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar, Ahoti Utlabev, Leene Shate Levivot, Vieremiada. The second verse comes from Psalms. Chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters that separate the letters of the name of the year are three letters each. Chatati Odiaha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti Ode Alefeshai Ladonai Ohewahe Weatanasata Awon Chatati Sela. Dear 5777 is a wake-up call, also the year of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katsipor o yevaitinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create tzatzkiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, which is Taf Shin Ayin Zion. The separation is by seven letters each. Kin Va Adonai Elohe Yohe Wahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayahaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelod hamlacha Yadit Kadshu Hakohanim Ki Halivim Yishre Levav Lid Kadesh Meha Kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are those names: Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe. Wa 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 yo la yo ala me hey 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 aka a re ka ha. The second verse comes from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Behuva Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ade Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tsur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam, asher yitzabe sham wushavtem. Eilael Nahum, Wehalatihem, Wehayaim Yeshno, Varets Vehipasti, Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. And the third is also from Job, it's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo Lanetzach, Yoved Roav. Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy, and that is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan. Tachta below your gaz, od below Yosifu. Bene avla la anoto, ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letters with their root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta hezayo alada la awaheheya yozala mebehe Ereyo hekome, la awa kalayo, la wawa pehela, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la he me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he wa a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la se re ke me sa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me se yo ta me be yo me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Next, we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. Hey hey yo, anu da la hey wa hey me ya, Yota la me re hey, hey yo yo hey me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me sa yo ke yo me nu hey se se wa. Nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a me. Re la yo a wa me la yo wa la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he te ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he da. He shi he me ka ka wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ka he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a no nu wa ta. Me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la. He be he me la re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Ga he be me ha ho a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me. He la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 15th day, the full moon day, the Amora, the Mashrisha Bar Pekud of Bavel, known as Abba Arika. Rabbi Arafael of Bershed, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Rosenbaum of Nadvorna, and the Tzaddikim who will leave this evening and tomorrow, the 16th of Tevet, Rabbi Chaim Kreisworth, we will say the eighth verse of the Anabakoach in a whisper. And we have a meditation that is available on the unique astrological times link that is at the bottom of the page. The last link on the page, the Ani meditation, which is a tool to keep you connected to the central column of the Tree of Life, to keep you connected to balance, especially appropriate for the month of Tevet. Malchut, Yo Aheni Wa Yohe, Yo Aheni Wa Yohe. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Od. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach. I ahini wu yo hi. I ahini we yohi. I ahini we yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yivura. Yeah. Ni we yoh. Yeah. Ni we yoh. Yeah. Ni we yo. Kesed. Yeah, ahini we yo he. Yeah, ahini we yo he. Yeah, ahini we yo he. Bina. Yeah, ahini we yo he. Yeah, ahini we yo he.
Ainiwayohe. Hachma. Ya'ahaniwayoha. 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 Keter. Ya'ahaniwayoha. 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 We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, for in case anybody in our community has not yet said those verses for today. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say the abridged Kaddish, which you can find a link to at about an inch down on the unique astrological times page.
No.
And everyone says Amen. If you'd like to ask a question, and we encourage you to ask questions, please do so by pressing *6 so that you can be heard. Tonight's class is today's class can be found on the unique astrological times link about 4 inches down from the top. You can find a section called the Period of Shovavim. The first link under that is titled the Period of Shovavim, and that is our handout for today. The Period of Shovavim starts today and will run for a 6-week period, beginning with the Parashat of Shemot, which we started our study last night and today. And it ends with the Parashat of Mishpatim, except in leap years it ends with the Parashat of Tetzaveh. And this period is a period of potential teshuvah for any errors created by us
in this lifetime or previous lifetimes from the Sephirah of Yesod, having to do with sexuality and creativity and creation. Shovavim is an acronym for the six parashiot. Shemot is a shin. Vayera is a vav. Bo is a bet. Beshalach is a bet. Yitro is a yud. And Mishpatim is a mem, which spells the word Shovavim. Shovavim is a Hebrew word that translates as a mischievous child. I ask you to contemplate, why would the Kabbalists use this acronym for this particular period of time? It usually starts in the middle of Capricorn and ends before the month of Adar. This year it will end 2 weeks into the first month of Adar, but there are 2 months of Adar. The more you learn about these months and these parashiot, they all will help you achieve your tikkun, connecting to this period. And we will speak more of this as we read the handout. In the Tanakh, Shovavim is written twice. Both times it is in Jeremiah chapter 3, once in verse 14 and once in verse 22. Both times it is being translated as faithless, yet has the connotation of a mischievous child. This is a child that is making mistakes, a child who is pushing the limits of his parents' patience, and a child who is acting in a faithless manner, not listening to the teachings of his parents. During leap years, there are two additional weeks added to the period. These two parashiot are Terumah and Tetzaveh. Both start with Taf. The acronym is the word Tat, Taf, Taf. Tat occurs 14 times in the Tanakh and has 8 different meanings, which are allow or allowing, gave in the past tense or give in the present tense or giving in the future tense. Shall give, will give, and when was this to be given? Thus this year, the period is shown as Shovavim Tat. I have never heard of an explanation for why these two additional 2 weeks are added during the leap years. If anyone knows of an explanation or has heard of it elsewhere, please forward to me through email or call me and give me another explanation. Shovavim has a gematria of 360, and Tat has a gematria of 800. Total is 1160. 360 is the gematria of the letter Shin spelled out. Shin Yud Nun. This indicates the idea of the passion being acted out by the mischievous child. Other words that have this gematria are Hashanah, which translates as the year, and is associated with Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. The name of the city of Shem has a gematria connected to Shovavim. And the phrase Kovi Boker, meaning morning stars, the name of God dealing with healing, which is Mem He Shin Yud He, also has this gematria. This is teaching us that when we do teshuvah for creative and sexual improprieties, we are creating a strong sense of healing. The number 800 is a number dealing with the perfection of the Sephirah of Bina, meaning understanding, and also motherhood. Another word with this gematria is the shoresh, meaning root or source. This may be the reason that these 2 weeks are added in a leap year. The astrological sign of Keshet also has a gematria of 800, indicating that the rainbow, which is another meaning to the sign of Keshet, is a sign of healing. And the phrase Oriot Levavchem, which is spoken in Jeremiah 4:4, has the translation of foreskins of the heart. As we know, our heart of stone will be circumcised, removing the foreskin of the heart. 1160 is a gematria of the word tanin, which means a snake or a dragon. And when using the final letter values, and this indicates the perfection of the satan at the end of days. There is a section of the Zohar in Kiddushim that deals with this idea. I'm just going to read you the English translation. Come and behold, when a person is in one union, male and female, and aims to sanctify himself properly, then he is perfect and is considered one without defect. For this reason, man needs to bring joy to his wife at that time of marital relations, to prepare her with him with one desire, so she does not feel forced. Both should be ready, or should ready themselves to this matter of drawing children or souls if they are beyond the age of drawing children. I'm going to let you continue reading for the most of this class. For a couple of reasons, but the primary reason is that I'm a little tired because I just moved, and it does take a lot out of you to move. It's very stressful, and while my move was not far or difficult, I'm not as young as I once was. But before I turn you over to continue to read this, I want to explain a little bit of what our community will be doing during this 8-week period. Does anybody have any questions so far? One of these sections you'll read about.
Hello?
One of the sections. Yes.
I just wanted to say I would like your.
I'm sorry, say again.
I would like your address if you have moved, please.
It is the same address, except I'm in apartment 207, not 329. 207 is the gematria of the Hebrew word for light, or. So I think it's a omen that I have moved into this particular apartment.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the question, Tom. During this 8-week period, there are many different approaches of how to do the teshuvah, how to connect to the light and recognize the mistakes that we made. The most important mistake that we all make is that it's extremely difficult is to have the consciousness of sharing when you are at the moment of fulfillment, the moment of an orgasm. Because that is when the pleasure is absolutely the greatest. And by being that way, at that moment, thinking of your partner rather than your own pleasure, thinking of sharing, that is the way we correct the mistakes that we have done previously when we've, generally speaking, we're younger and more involved with our own desire to receive for oneself alone. This is the idea of the major mistake that we make in the Sephirah Yesod, being creation, creativity, and sexuality. So by connecting to something called a Tanit Dibur, a fast of words, normally speaking, in our day-to-day life, and especially on Shabbat, we see people that we only see once a week, or we see people that we don't see frequently. And we ask, how are they? How are you? During a fast of words, your consciousness remains on the words of Torah. Now, it is good to have memorized the various verses that speak to your soul personally from the Torah, from the Chumash, from the Tanakh. But most of us in our generation have not really done that. Unless you're oriented to studying the Torah your whole life, or studying the Torah so deeply that these words become part of you, you don't memorize them. You don't memorize the Hebrew when you speak English, generally. So the purpose of a fast of words is to only speak words of Hebrew that come from the Tanakh, from God's mouth to Moses, or from God's connecting to the prophets, or to the writers that were on very high levels. Those are the words in Hebrew that are in the Tanakh. So we, during this period of Tanit Dibur, will be continuing our studies of the various Psalms. Right now, we started last year with Psalm 1, and we have reached Psalm 46, but we are presently studying Psalm 45 because we chose to do that out of turn. We did 46 first, and we're now in the middle of Psalm 45. So Monday, Thursday, and Friday mornings at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will be studying these verses from the Tanakh, the verses of Psalms, psalm after psalm. This is a Tanit Dibur. This is a preparation to learn verses that resonate with your soul that you can choose to memorize, so that you can be constantly speaking words of Torah. And as we are taught in the various Midrashim, the only way that King David was able to be taken from his body by the Satan was the Satan had to create a situation where he stumbled physically. And while he was uprighting himself from the stumble, he stopped his words of Torah. Because Satan cannot take your soul when you're speaking the words of Torah. This is what our sages teach us. And it's whether you, up to you whether to accept this as truth and constantly be speaking words of Torah under your breath in a whisper, or even just thinking of those words of Torah that you have memorized. An easy one to memorize for me was the first verse in the Bereshit. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. I am constantly contemplating the context of what does it mean to have multiple creations every instant, as the word Bereshit actually represents. But that's me. Each of you will find words that relate to you in the Tanakh. Some will find verses that spell, that start with the first letter of their name and end with the last letter of their name. That particular verse that spoke to me is a very short one, and it only includes three words, three names, actually. Hanoch, Methuselah, and Lamech. It's a verse from the Book of Chronicles. So you can see that these words can be constantly on your mind and on your tongue. They don't have to be spoken loudly. And obviously, if you're having a conversation with someone, this is not what you're going to be thinking about. You're going to be concentrating on the conversation. But whenever you are by yourself, driving, listening to music, you can be thinking about words of Torah. And this is a technique that constantly keeps you in balance. And the more that you learn about these verses, the stronger is your connection to those verses and what they represent within the Tanakh. So I'm going to leave you now to continue studying the rest of this handout. I hope you all have a beautiful week, Shavua Tov, and will join us on these additional classes. Shalom to all. Be well.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.